Okay, today's daf is Samach Dalet. Learn today's daf was Eicha Nishmas Rabbi Nachum Mendel Ben Moshe Tzvi, the Shamash Rabbi Leah, who died Kiddush Hashem, right, 1947, defending Eretz Yisrael. The Shamash Rabbi Leah. Okay, we are on the Mishnah, on the bottom of Samach Gimel on the base. We're in the middle of the discussions of a woman being Koveya Havesas, a set time to see her, to become Nida. So the Mishnah starts. She is regular to see on the 15th day. The 15th day could mean the 15th day of the month. Or here, based on the Gemara, what it means is that she sees 15 days after she went to the mikvah. In other words, she's 22 days. She's 22 days between periods. Right? So 15 days later. Vishinsa liyos roa liyom esrim. Then all of a sudden, next time, she sees on the, she doesn't see on the 15th day, she sees on the 20th day. So the Mishnah says, Zev Zeh is Asurim. Both the 15th and the next month, the 15th and the 20th day, she's Asur to have Tashmis with her husband, because we have to be concerned that Orech Bezmano Ba, that her period is going to come, and she would be Asur on both those days, right? The 15th day, she's Asur because she has a Vestas Kavua. It's assuming that it's been established already, two or three times, it's been established. So she and that hasn't been uprooted by seeing it once on a different date, and she has a vessel she ain't a kavu on the 20th, so she has to be concerned the next month about the 15th and the 20th. Now shinsa pamayim, let's say she changed, she saw it 3 months on the 15th, then on month four she saw on the 20th, and month five she saw on the 20th, so three times on the 15th, two times on the 20th. So shinsa pamayim liyom esrim zevez asurim. So still on the next time, the 15th and the 20th are both going to be usher. One again because of vessel kavua, one because of esher ain't a kavua. But now, Sinsha Shalos Pamim, now in month 6, I guess, she sees on the 20th, now she's seen 3 times in a row, not on her previous Vesas. That means now she's uprooted the previous Vesas. Sinsha Shalos Pamim Liyom Esrim, so Hutter Chamish Asar, so I guess now month 7, the 15th day is going to be Mutter, the Kavala Liyom Esrim, and now she has a new Vesas, so she's established, because she's seen 3 times on the 20th day. She'ein isha, Mishnah then gives the rule, she'ein isha kovas la veses at she'tikba ena shalosh pamim. A woman does not have a veses for a day, a natural veses like this. She doesn't have it established until she's done it 3 times consecutively. The ena mitaharis mena veses, she doesn't uproot her prior veses, right, at she'tekarim ena shalosh pamim, until she uproots and doesn't see on that day 3 times. Again, it's going to be 3 consecutive times. It has to be 3 consecutive times, but she doesn't see. That's the rules of the Mishnah. That seems to be a regular Veses. Now the Mishnah Gemara starts talking about an interesting type of Veses. Itmar. Okay, so we learned in the base Medrash. Ru'asa yom chamisha sar l'chodesh zeh. So she sees on 15th day of this month. This is actually the day of the month. She sees on Tezvav. V'shisha sar l'chodesh zeh. And then the next month, she sees on the 16th day of the month. V'yom shiva sar l'chodesh zeh. And then the next month, she sees on the 17th day of the month. She's creating what's called a Veses Ladiluk. Right? It's skipping a little bit, right? Rashi, that's what Gemara says. Rab Amar Kavala Veses Ladiluk. She's created this Veses Ladiluk, and therefore, the next month, on month 4, she has to be concerned for the 18th day of the month. And this is all according to Rashi and Tosis. The Ramban doesn't think that this possibility exists, a Veses Ladiluk, because he says, what does that mean? What's that being Kovei on? Every day, every month? It's an extra day. Like, how does it naturally?
It's a 31-day cycle.
How does it naturally work? What?
It's a 31-day cycle.
There aren't 31 days in a month.
No, but a cycle will last.
Okay, let's say the month was 29 days.
Well, I've never understood that because the months are variable, whereas the cycle can be fixed. You can have a fixed cycle.
Right. So I don't think you're saying anything different than the Ramban because it doesn't make sense. It's what Ramban's saying. The month, there's a 29-day month, there's a 30-day month.
Yeah.
What makes it established that on? Okay, so Ramban is a different way of learning. But so she sees Rasa Yom Chamisha L'Chodeseh, Shisha Sa L'Chodeseh, Yom Shivasa L'Chodeseh, Rav Amar Kavala Veses L'Dilug. Vishmul Amar Achet Shalish B'Dilug. He says, no, you have to, the kviyas of this Veses, you need one more month. Because you have to have 3 times that you had that you skipped. Right? The first time that you saw on the Chamisha Sar, there was no skipping. Right, you have to have three intervals in between. So he said you wouldn't establish that Veses until you did one more to the 18th. Rashi says, Kavala Veses Dilug, Vasur Liyom Yud Chesh L'Chodesh Revi. She'd be Usher on the 18th day of the 4th month. Ulgam Yutes Biyochodesh Chamishi Bechein Olam. Until she uproots that Vesa, she would be usher each month the following day. I guess eventually it would circle around. Okay. Shmuel says, again, Atish Tishalish B'Dilug. Rashi says, V'yom Tezvav Enum in a Minyan. When we started our camp, we said she saw on the 15th day. Well, that doesn't count according to Shmuel, because that's when she first starts this. It has to be a Dilug. You have to have the skip, you have to have the three times that she skips. The Gemara says, Nema, let's say, Ravu Shmuel, the Plukta, the Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon, B'Gamliel, Pamifagi. Let's say that this is a Shas Machlokas. And Rav and Shmuel have the same argument of Rebbe Shimon, of Rebbe, and Rebbe Shimon B'Gamliel. The Tanya, because we're going to the Braisa, this is by the Black Widow, the woman whose husbands die. Right? So it says, Niseis L'Rishon V'Meis. She marries Ruvain and he dies. Then L'Sheni to Shimon V'Meis, and he dies. L'Shlishli no Tinasa. She shouldn't marry. Levi, the third one, shouldn't marry, because she has a chazaka of a katlonis, but it's only married twice. Divrei Rebbe. But Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer L'Shlishli Tinasa. No, she's not established. The third, Levi can marry her. I don't know why. He'd want to. Levi can marry her. L'Revi'i lo Tinasa. But if Levi dies, then to Yehuda can't get married, because you have to have, it's a machlokas, whether it's two times or three times, when you establish the chazaka. So say the same thing over here, that Rav and Shmuel have the same machlokas. That Rav's going to hold that the chazaka is established with two times. Therefore, even if there are only two diluks, they establish the chazaka. But Shmuel would hold the Rav Shimon Gamliel, that to establish the chazaka, you need three times. Therefore, you're not going to go past this vested diluk until there are four sightings with three skippings in between. So Gemara says, no, it's not a Shas Machlokas. Kuli Amok Rav Shimon Gamliel, everyone holds that the Rav Shimon Gamliel, in order to establish a chazaka, you need to three times. V'hacha, and here, by the din of vested diluk, v'hacha miflaki. This is the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. And Rav says, three sightings, two skips in between. Shmuel says, four sightings, three skippings in between. Right? V'hacha miflaki. Rav sabar, chamisha sar minyana. He says the first one counts. Right? B'Shmuel sabar, kevin delav v'dilug. As he say, since he didn't see the first time with dilug, lo minyanahu, it doesn't count. Rav says you go according to sightings. B'Shmuel says you go according to the in between the sightings. That's pretty much it. And Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi on that. Okay. That seems to be just machlokas as to whether it is, you know, that first sighting. What's considered included in your countings? The sightings, or only the in betweens? Okay.
How do we do it with boys who bleed after Fritz Miller? It's the third one that you.
I don't know. Eisvei. We ask a question of the base measures. So she regularly sees on the 15th day, right? The 15th day of the month. Vishinsa, and then she changed. I guess we're going to ask a question here on Rav. Again, Rav said, three sightings, two in between. So here I have a braisa that says that she's regularly sees on the 15th of the month. Vishinsa, and she changed with Yom Shishasar, and she sees now on the 16th of the month. Zeviz Asurim, so the 15th and the 16th are both Asur, because she has a Vesas Kavua on the 15th, and a Vesas She'ina Kavua now on the 16th. So now that she changed once. Shinsa Liyom Shiva Asar, then in the next month she changes to the 17th day. Hutar Shisha Asar, so the next month, the 16th day becomes Mutter. The 15th day is still Asur, because she still has the Vesas Kavua for the 15th day. So Hutar Shisha Asar, because that was only a Vesas She'ina Kavua, Benesa Chamisha Asar, the 15th is still Asar, because that was her Vesas Kavua, hasn't been uprooted yet, because it's only been two times that she hasn't seen that then. Vishiva Asar, and the next time on the 17th of the month, she's also going to be Asar, because that's the Vesas She'ina Kavua. Then Vishinsa, and she changes on the third time, she has a difference, a change, Liyom Shmon Asar to the 18th, Hutra Kulan, everything becomes Mutter. The original, right, the 15th day of the month is uprooted, because now she's seen three times in a row not on the 15th. The 16th, the 17th is mutter, because those are only Einu Kavua, now she's seen a different month. And the 18th is also going to be mutter the next month, because now we've established a Vesas L'Dilug. So the next month, the only thing that's going to be Usser is the 19th, going forward. But you see, right, the Ein Usser, Ella Miyom Shmon Usser V'Eilech. The day after the 18th is going to be Usser. The Gemara says here, it's a Kash L'Rav. That's a kashra, because it says when did we start being concerned about the Vesas L'Dilug is only after the fourth sighting. Right? You had to have three skips in between. She was regularly seen on the 15th, then she changed to the 16th, changed to the 17th, changed to the 18th. That creates the Vesas L'Dilug. That's like Shmuel, not like Rav. right? Because there are four sightings with three skippings in between, as opposed to Rav who said you only need three sightings with two skippings in between. So Amar Lach Rav Lemuda Shaini. No, it's a big difference here. Here we're talking about Lemuda Shaini. There's a woman who had already established that she had seen on the 15th, right? So Rashi says Lemuda Shaini. Kaven Devesta Kavua LeTezvav. Since she has a Vesta Kavua on the 15th of the month, should Dion Riya Shel Tezvav Im Riyo Shavrulea Shere Bizman Ra'asa. No, so then that means the first time she saw on the 15th, that's not going to count as one of the for the Vesta Ladila, because that already counts for her Vesta Kavua that was already pre-established. So in order for now to her establish the Vesta Ladila, she has to have three more. But that's my shita. It's three more with two skips in between. From the 15th to the 16th, it's not going to count according to Rav, because that 15th is already pre-established as a previous Vesas. The case that I was talking, that Rav was talking about at the beginning, where it wasn't Lemuda. She just 1 month saw on the 15th. 1 month saw, she doesn't have a Vesas. Then she saw on the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, that's going to establish. But if the 15th is already her Vesas, that can't count for the Vesas Ladilog. She has to start counting with the next sighting. And Gemara says that's pretty poshut. Because it's Lemuda Shani, how can it count for the skipping? It's already counting for a previous Vesas. The Gemara says, "Arila, Mike Arila." What was the Havamina of the Makshon? So the Gemara says, I don't understand the answer so well. The Gemara says, "Lemuda itzrichle." No, the Tana had to teach us that we're talking about a case of Lemuda. Mahu de Tema, because you might have thought, or somebody might have thought, I guess, Kevan de Lemuda, the Akarte betrays Minne Akrala, Kamash Malan. You might have thought, I don't know why, but you might have thought that if you have a set Vesas, your Lemuda, it only takes two times to uproot. Kamash Malan, you need three times to uproot it. I don't know why you had to teach it in this instance. I don't know why you would have thought that. I don't know why that would have been what you thought.
Is this for Shimush? Is this for Kachim? Is this for bringing the Chatas? What is it?
I don't know why you bring a Chatas, but for the first two.
Let's say somebody did, On the third or fourth time, depending who you hold like,
they had bia
relations. Does it?
But you're not going to bring a chatas unless there was actual blood.
So what is the practical obligation?
To separate from your wife, and okay. to be koshish for taros.
Okay, and for backdating, is that?
No, we said if you have a vesas, you don't backdate. That was the mission we said previously. If you have a vesas, you're only concerned about mishaita, right?
So if on the fourth time it's the 18th day. The 18th day or the 19th, depending on, so what is the practical...
So now she's on the 8th, so what happens is that the next time, she's just established the Vesas Ladilug,
right.
Everyone has to separate on the 19th.
Right. And she has to separate on the 19th.
Right.
Why can't she just do a Badika?
So it's a machlok is whether a Badika works or not. But the halacha is that you separate beforehand because you have to be concerned that maybe it's going to come. Right.
But the question is, we're arguing essentially the Metzis. Does the Vesas means it's going to happen?
I know, but she can do a bedika. But let's say she does the bedika, and then she has bia, and during the bia she sees blood. Then you chayav yichata. So they say refrain from doing it, and from having relations, and then that whole thing. You have to refrain from one oral before. You have to refrain from two orals before. Okay, Meisvei. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel. Again, Shmuel said that it's four sightings with three times that it skips. Meisvei. Ruasa Yom Esrim ve'echad b'chodesek. So she sees 20. On, sorry?
21st.
Right, she sees on the 21st day of the month. And then Yom Esrim v'shnayim b'chodesek. And then she sees on the 20, next month on the 22nd. And then she sees Yom Esrim v'shalosh b'chodesek. And she sees on the 23rd, Kavala Vesa. She now has a Vesa's Ladilug, which means that you have to be concerned for the following month on the 24th. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, Sirge li Yom Esrim v'arba lo Kavala Vesa. But what happens? But if after she saw, wait, let me stop here. Is that the case? Rasa Yom Esrim Mechol Dezeh, Yom Esrim Mishnayim Mechol Dezeh, Yom Esrim Mishlosh Mechol Dezeh, Kavla Veses. But if Sirga Liyom Esrim Varba, so if in month three she skips, and that's, right, so month one she saw on 21, then she saw on 22, and in month three she sees on 24. She skips to 23, right? Sirga Liyom Esrim Varba, Lo Kavla Veses. Then we don't have the Veses, because the Veses Ladiwuk has to be. However this works physically, the Vesas Ladilug has to be consecutive, skipping one day. But you see from here that a Vesas Ladilug would work if she saw on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, which only means three sightings with two times in between of it spreading out, which is against Shmuel, who said four sightings with three in between. So that's a kash on Shmuel. The Gemara says, Tiyut to the Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, Amalek Shmuel, Hach b'mayeskinon, what are we dealing with over here? Kegon derigilu lemechse b'yom esrim. Now the case over here is different. The case here was, she has a vestas to see on the 20th. Then she saw on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So that's my case. Four sightings with three in between. Amalek Shmuel, Hach b'mayeskinon, kegon derigilu lemechse b'yom esrim. B'shins liyom esrim v'echad. And then she, the first time that the rice here is mentioned, the 21st, that already constitutes a time where she changed from the 20th to the 21st. Okay. Dekanami, and Gemara says that I'm going to support this answer with a diak from the Braisa, Dishavkinen liyom esrim, v'nakut liyom esrim v'echad, because the Braisa started on the 20th, mentioned the 21st, and doesn't start on the 20th. I don't know why that's a raya. Right, Gemara started the counting on the list on the 21st day. Shemamit, I don't know why that's the case. Rashi says, Dekanami mi dishavkinen liyom esrim, the Havle Lemisne Rasa Biyom Esr Michoder Zeh, because I guess the Bryce should have said she saw on the 20th. Biyom Esr Ve'echa Bechoder Zeh. Biyom Esr Mishnaim Bechoder Zeh. She came Derech Lashon Tanayim, Lishnos Klal Veloshon Kitsara. It seems to be saying that had it been the other way, it should have mentioned, it, by the fact that it starts by the 21st, that means she already has a Vestas on the 20th. I don't know why that's true. Okay. Okay for me. I don't know if it's okay for you, but it's okay for me. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, She'ein isha kovas lavesis achit kve'ena. Right, the woman can only establish the vesis until she sees three times on that vesis. Right, she sees three times 20 days apart. She sees three times on the 18th of the month. It has to be three times. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Lo Amaran, when the Mishnah says that the isha is kovas lavesis, she needs three sightings, three times, Ela l'nikva. That's only to establish a vesis kavua. But to just to be choshesh for a day, right? To usher her husband to have be with her for a particular day, even if she sees one time, she's choshesh. For example, she has a vesa, right? She sees every month on the 18th of the month, or she for three times in a row she sees 22 days apart. In the fourth month, she saw 25 days apart. So the next month, on the fifth month, she still has to be choshesh for 22 and for 25. Assuming she doesn't see on 22, she has to be cautious for both. That one for the Vesas Kavua, and one for the Vesas Seina Kavua. Now, if she doesn't see on the 25th, well, the 25th is gone. Right. But the 22nd still is there until she's uprooted three times. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Malon." What's Rav Papa teaching us? It's already said in the Mishnah. Tanina, it says that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ha'iselamud liyos ro yom chamishasar." If she has a Vesas to see every 15, on the 15th day, Vishinsa one time liyom esrim, zeveze asurim. They're both asur. Which shows that, yes, she has a kavur for the 15th, and she has an ein kavur for the 20th, and we're choshes for the 20th also. What's Rav Papa coming to add? We already saw that in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Ime hasam, if it was just from the Mishnah, hava mina, we would have thought, hani mili, this whole idea that you have to be choshes, even if it's only one time, hecha de kaima besok yimei nidasa. Remember, a woman has the 7 days yimei nida, then the 11 days yimei ziva. So the 7 days you may need is when she's typically supposed to see her blood. The meziva, it's atypical to see it at that time. So you would have thought that we're only going to be choshesh if that one time, the 20th, falls out during your meziva. We'll be choshesh for that. But if it fell out for your meziva, why should we choshesh for that? It's atypical to see it during your meziva. Why should we choshesh? The next time, she's also going to see blood during her meziva. Right? Ime hasam, hava mina, hani mili heichad the kind of tzoki yamei nidasa. We won't be choshesh. Kamash malan, that we're choshesh no matter what. Whenever the date came out, even if this fourth time, even if it came out on her Yemei Ziva, we'll be choshesh next month, even if that date also would be during her Yemei Ziva. We don't say, oh, it was during Yemei Ziva. It's not typical to bleed during Yemei Ziva. We're going to say, no, we're going to be choshesh anyway. That's what Rav Papa is coming to say, that no matter what, we are choshesh. Then the Mishnah said, Einim et harassment of Vesas, you don't uproot a prior Vesas, Kavua, right, Mishnah, Achit ta'akir yimei shalosh pamim, it has to be uprooted three times. The Mishnah says, so, Amar Papa, lo amaran, when the Mishnah says that a Vesas is uprooted three times, ela dekave t'lasa zimnim, right, the tzrichei t'lasa zimnim le'ekari, that only means when you established it three times, now you need three other times to uproot it. Aval, but if you only saw it two times, tre zimnim, she only saw it, she's seen it on the 15th, on the 15th, two times, Trey Zimni, Chada Zimni Akar. Then if she sees it on the next month, on the 16th, then you don't have to worry about the 15th anymore. Mishnah says, Gemara says, my kamashmalan. That's already what the Mishnah says. Tanina. The Mishnah says, Eina Isha Kavas Levetas Ashit Kavanah Shalosh Pamim. Does you need three times? What are you telling me? Ah, well, three times. We said three times, not two times. That's what the Mishnah said. Three times. So the Gemara says again, Mao de Tema, you would have thought, Chad Lechad, Utre Letarti, Utlas Letlasa Kamashmalan. You might have thought from the Mishnah that if you have a sighting on the 15th, so you have to be Choshesh till you see once, not on the 15th. If you have two sightings, 15th, 15th, then that only gets uprooted if you see two sightings, not on the 15th. And three, that each time would need a corresponding amount to uproot it. Kamash Malan comes from Papa to say that no, three times only needs three times. Two times still only needs one time to uproot it. And Tanya Kavasi the Rapapa, we have a brisa that supports Rapapa that if she sees two times on the same day, that does not establish a vestas, and therefore the third sighting, if it's not on that day, uproots the two previous sightings. Haisa lumudel yosro yom esrim, she sees on the 20th day of the month. Vishinsa, and she repeat,
changed.
Right. She doesn't see on that, on, right, so haisa lumudel yosro yom esrim. Ah, so she has the vestas kavua to see on the 20th. Then so that's three times. And on the fourth month, Vishinsa, and she only sees the yom shloshim, she sees on the 30th day. Zevize asurim, both those, on the fifth month, both the 20th and the 30th will be usher. Again, assuming she doesn't see blood on the 20th, because then she would have the blood already. But Zevize asurim, the 20th because of Zevize kavua, and the 30th because we're concerned because of the previous month, she saw on the 30th day. Now, let's say on month 5, Higia yom esrim v'lo rasa, so the 20th came, and she doesn't see blood, muteris l'shamish ad yom shloshim. She would be mutter, machlokes will have to check or not, but she would be mutter from day 20, to day 30, b'choshesh yesh liyom shloshim. On day 30, she has to be choshesh again, because that's the vessel that she had, that's the day of the month she had previously.
The 20th day she's
ordered? No, she's muteris l'shamish ad yom shloshim, from after the 20th to the 30th. B'choshesh yesh liyom shloshim. Now, v'giyah yom shloshim v'rasa. Now, this is the second time she sees on the 30th day, then she saw it, okay? Now comes the next month, month 6. Higia yom esrim v'lo rasa. Again, she comes the 20th, which was her kavua. But after the third time in a row, she doesn't see on the 20th. V'higia yom shloshim v'lo rasa. But comes day 30, and she doesn't see either. So then and then I guess in the next month again, higia yom esrim v'rasa, and then it comes the 20th, and she sees. And then hutu yom shloshim. Then the 30th day becomes mutter. Because she only saw two times on the 30th. So the following month, after seeing 2030th, if she sees it on a different day, that gets rid of the 30th. Meaning, even if you saw it twice, one time uproots seeing twice, which is exactly what Papa said. You don't have to have 2 and 2, 1 and 1, 3 and 3. Even two times gets uprooted by seeing it one time in a different month. And it says, V'nesar yom esrim, Bryce continues, V'nesar yom esrim mipnisha orach v'smanoba. And the 20th becomes usher because it's orach v'smanoba. The 20th still becomes also the following month because she never uprooted the 20th as a vessel because only twice she didn't see on the 20th and saw a different time. So then it goes back to her vessel's kavua, but she hasn't uprooted that vessel's kavua yet. Okay. Fine. And that finishes Hajjan. One more Mishnah. Okay. Noshim vivusuleim kigafanim. Women, when they're basula, so they have dam basulim, they are like vines, because yesh gefen shena edom, some vines give off red wine, yesh gefen shayena shachor, some have black, or more black, yesh gefen shayena meruba, yesh gefen shayena muat. Some grapes give off a lot of wine, some give a little bit of wine. So to dam basulim, some are black, some are red, some are a lot, some are a little. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol gefen yesh ba yayin. Every gefen, I guess it's just a euphemism for the basulim, has wine. The she'eba yayin, if it doesn't have wine in it, hareze dorkati. It's considered a dorkati. I guess if a woman, every woman has dam basulim and blood of nida. A woman who doesn't have either dam basulim dam nida, she's going to be a katua. Rashi says, but what does dorkati mean? It means dor katua. That means somebody, I guess, who's cut off, because in the Gemara assumes the more blood, the better the chances of becoming pregnant, right? Because tanya b'chiyah k'shem she'or yochel l'isa, just like the yeast is good for the dough, kach dam yochel l'isha. So, too, blood is good for the woman, but it helps her get pregnant. Obviously, not when she's bleeding, but because she has a lot of blood, that cleans her out, I guess, and she can ovulate and have children. Tanya mishum r'meir kol isha shadamer merubim. If she has lots of blood, baneh merubim. She'll have lots of children. Right? Hajjan alcha isha, hajjan alcha isha, hajjan alcha isha. Now we begin the last parak in Shas Bavli. Yeah, we're going to continue discussing Dan Basulin. So Mirsha is going to give a few categories. So, Tinokas Shalohi Giyas Manaliros. So you have a girl who's been low age, she's underage, meaning she hasn't given, she hasn't reached 12 years old yet, which is Nei Nurim. So she hasn't, she's not within the age where it's typical to see blood, to have her period. Vinisis, and she gets married when she's still the Katana, right? She gets married as at 12. So now to have Bia. When they have Bia, right, to have Bia with a 12-year-old, when they have Bia, there's going to be Dan Basulin. So until how long can we assume that the bleeding that she has is from the Dan Basulin? Dan Basulin, I mean, the rice are, is tahor. It's not, because the only thing that's tame is the blood that comes from the car, from the uterus. Dan Basulin is not the blood that comes from the uterus. So Tinoke Shiloh Igiyo Zman Liros Vinises, and she gets married. Beishame Omrim Nosnim La Arba Leilos. She can have 4 nights. She has 4 nights with her husband. Rashi says, L'shamesh Vafilu Roe Amrin Dan Basulin. For 4 nights, we assume that that's Dan Basulin. That's what Beishame says. Beishil Omrim Beishil says, Ad Shetichye Hamaka. She has until the wound heals. After wound heals, and then she blows after that, then we're assuming it's not Dan Basulin anymore. We must have to figure out what time frame is for the wound healing. That's category one. Category two, Higia's Manaliros. She's a girl who's reached the age where girls see. So she's over 12 years old. But, as Rashi points out, Vilo Rasa. So she's of the right age, but she herself, this individual girl, has not yet had her period yet. She hasn't had her period yet. But she is now... We're concerned that she could have her period. Venises, right. And she gets married, and she has Bia. So Veshami Omrim Nosin Alayla Risha. Veshami says she has the first night, that's it. She can have Bia with her fight for the husband the first night, multiple times. Any blood that she sees the first night is considered Dan Basulin. But after that, that she sees blood on day two, that's considered Dam Nida. Ubeisil Omrim, Beisil said, Ad Motze Shabbos Arba Leilos, until Motze Shabbos 4 nights. The assumption is she got married Wednesday night. Again, Maron Tzubos, you go Thursday, to go to court. Beisil Omrim, Ad Motze Shabbos Arba Leilos. She has Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motze Shabbos, right? Then, but then after that, she can't, after, right? She has, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motze Shabbos. Right, any blood that she sees, basically it's Beishama Shita that in the previous category, Beis Hillel has over here, 4 nights. Now, Ra'asa, she has reached the category three. She's the girl who has reached the time period where she should see her Nida, and she has in fact had a period. Ra'asa, Ba'odah Beis Avia, which she's still in her father's house, Beishama Omrim, Nosana Be'ilas Mitzvah. One Bia, that's it, not even the entire night, just Be'ilas Mitzvah. First time, that's it, and then she, any blood after that is considered Tameh. He has the entire night to have beer with her. He has the whole first night. Okay.
Even though she has a different beset, does she an established one not to see for another week or so? Does it make a difference?
I don't know. The mission doesn't mention anything about that. I don't know. Right. Gemara then says, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Va'afilu Rasa. Okay, the ratio the Mishnah said, according to Beis Hillel, that if you have a katana who's underage, right? And she hasn't had her time to see. She's not going to be considered tamei until the wound heals. So this is Rav Nachman says that din applies afilu rasa. She's not typically girls her age don't see. She happens to have had a period. According to Beis Hillel, she still can have beer with her until the wound heals. We don't assume that the blood coming out is going to be the dam nida because she's underage.
Doing it again. So it's a do-over basically.
I don't know what that means.
That means she had one. The first one doesn't count.
No.
The first period doesn't count, is what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that if this is a girl
right.
who had a period, let's say she had a period when she was 11 years old,
okay.
And now she's getting married at 12. Most girls that age do not have a period. So the halacha of the Mishnah where Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to have beer with her until the wound heals still applies.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Mimai. So how do you know that? That doesn't necessarily make sense because she already saw her period. Like Mara says, because the Seifa makes a difference between someone who sees and doesn't see. Right? The Seifa was talking about case number two and case number three are about a girl who reached the age where she would you know the age where they typically see. And case two and case three makes a distinction whether she did see or didn't see. Case one makes no such distinction whether she saw or not. So therefore, there's no distinction, according to Beis Hillel, in case one. If she is underage when she gets married, then Beis Hillel says they can have bia so long as the wound has not healed. Once the wound heals, then there's blood. They have to be concerned that is blood that is dam nida. Okay. Tanya Hachi, a brice that supports this also. Basil Omri, Basil says, if she's underage, she's not katame until the wound heals. Bein rasa, bein lo rasa. Whether she had seen a period beforehand or not seen a period before. Okay, now the Mishnah had said...
It's a hard one a little bit. I mean, she's,
they're all hard.
Now she's precocious and she does it for 2 years earlier. I don't care if she's she was 10.
Right, but she also has damit. She also has damasulim in her. So what are we going to be close? We're going to say...
Why is she different than any other older girl?
Because she hasn't reached the age yet.
The average.
Correct. Okay. So the men of the Mishnah said, Ad shetichya hamaka, until the wound heals. So what does that mean? Ad kama, what does that mean? Amar Yehuda Amarav, kozman she nocheres. So long as it is nocheres. So what does that mean? So ki amarte kameh Shmuel, Amar li, Shmuel says, nechira zo, this idea that you said, nechira, eini yodei amahi. I don't know what that means. Ella, what's the shear of the healing? Kozman shaharok matzoi besoch hapeh machmas tashmish. I'm not exactly sure what that means. So long as there is liquid in
your mouth.
No, not her mouth. That's a euphemism for osam welcome. That right. So kol zman sharok motzei besoch hapeh machmas tashmish. What is that? What roke is that? Is that talking?
Blood. Yes. Blood. What kind of?
It's euphemism for blood.
That the blood is still within her from the tashmish.
It's not in her mouth.
I know. I understand that. But what is the roke? The peh is talking.
The roke is blood. According to our scroll, it's blood.
Blood. But how does that work?
Marcel, we need you.
Okay, so I guess you can tell. Maybe it's scabbing or wound. So long as it's still bleeding, she can tell. How long is it until she heals? Until it heals. Okay.
Until it heals.
Right. She has to be cleaned out from blood. Okay. Nechira de k'amar Rav. What does Rav mean? Nechira is hechidami. What is that case? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak. L'yedima farshim minu derav. This is what Rav said when he meant nechira. He says omedes v'roa yosheves ve'eno roa. If she stands and she bleeds, but when she sits she doesn't bleed, then we know that the wound has not healed. But and also al gabe karka, she's sitting on the ground viroa and she sees blood. But al gabe karim v'kastos einaroa, but if she sits on something soft, she doesn't see. I guess it doesn't agitate the wound. She doesn't see blood. You know that the maka hasn't healed yet because she's still seeing in certain situations. But al gabe kulon, whether she's on the karka or on the pillows, the roe, or al gabe kulon the inner roe, she's on both and she doesn't see, then we do a shechaisa hamake. Then you know that the wound has healed, and therefore any other blood that she sees afterwards is going to be dam tame. Okay. Where are we? The Mishnah said, higiyas mana. What's the case? It was a time for her to see, but she didn't see. So Beis Hillel said she can have from Wednesday night through Moshe Shabbos, which is 4 nights. So the Gemara says, and every blood that she sees during those 4 nights, we see it's Dam Basulim. The Gemara says, Itmar. What happens if Shimsha Bayomim, does she have four bias or four days? Meaning Shimsha Bayomim. Let's see, the Mishnah said she has Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. What if she had bia on Thursday day? Does that count? Right? Shimsha Bayomim. Rav Amar Lohivsita, she could also have be with her at those nights. The Levi Amar Hivsita Leilos. No, then you must see the Leilos. According to Levi, it's just 4 times. Right? So if he does has Bia during the day, which apparently you're not supposed to, right? Supposed to be in a dark room, but if he did Bia during the day, then you can't have, then it takes away one of the nights.
It's taken very literally.
Yeah.
If they get married on a Thursday night, they only have till Saturday night, or they have till Sunday? Like, are we being just till Saturday night, or?
Well, the Mishnah assumes that you get married on Wednesday. No one gets married on Thursday. They don't do that. They didn't do that.
Was it tomorrow, so they got married on a Friday or something? You know,
I don't remember that.
You know, they make the meal.
Yeah, that was in the Gemara. I don't remember. Hey, Rav Amar lo hivsida leilos. Rav says, I'm assuming he just means 4 nights, whatever it is. But Rav Amar lo hivsida leilos. You don't mask the leilos because ad Moshe Shabbos man. The Mishnah says until Moshe Shabbos, which means the whole period from Wednesday night to Moshe Shabbos is fine. Levi Amar hivsida leilos. You lose the leilos. My arba leilos to katani. What does it mean arba leilos? What does it mean arba leilos? It doesn't mean bedafka leilos. Rather means arba onos. It means 4 12-hour periods, I guess. So right, an ona is either a day or a night. So therefore, if you had bia during the day, you're losing out a night. I don't know if you lose that night, or you lose out a night in the back end. I'm not sure. L'Rav, lama leilos mishti arba leilos. According to Rav, why does it have to say arba leilos? It could just say ad Moshe Shabbos. What are the words arba leilos coming to add? So he says, Orch ara kamash malon, Right? It's just teaching us the normal way because the dark of the Bi'ah B'Leilos. It's just because normally people have Bi'ah at night. So that's why it says Arba Leilos. Levi, according to Levi, listen to Arba Leilos. According to Levi, you just say Arba Leilos. Why does it say Ad Moshe Shabbos Lamali? Why does it say until Moshe Shabbos? Until Moshe Shabbos is Mashma. She can go have multiple times until Moshe Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Hakamash Malan. Interesting. The Shari Lemival, that was an issue with the Girsa. Do we say L'chadchila B'Shabbos? Or sorry, or the Shari Lemival B'Shabbos? In this case, Rashi doesn't have L'chadchila. If you look at Rashi, says, the Shari Lemival B'Shabbos. This is a girl, right? She had a Besulim. Af al pi shelo ba'al adayin ki im shtei pi'ilus u'paskla dachuk. So what ends up happening is, so the Besulim is, I guess, maybe not completely removed. So there's a possibility of having Bia and then creating a wound, doing more wounding on Shabbos. So comes Levi to say that no, that she's still allowed to have, you're allowed to have this Bia on Shabbos. If you say Shabbat, you should Deshari live al Blechatila B'Shabbos, that means you're even allowed to have the first Bia on Shabbos, which again comes into the Sugya in Ksubas as to whether you're allowed to do that. You're making a Chabura. And the Gemara says, Kiddush Shmuel, exactly like Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Pirtza Dechuka. So if you have a kosel, a wall, that there's not enough room to walk in between, and you're mutter likanes ba b'Shabbos, you're allowed to walk there on Shabbos, the afal pi shed masir tsroros, even though you knock off some pebbles. So again, idea. So it's a euphemism. You're allowed to have bia, even though there's a possibility that you're going to knock off some of the wound, because it has, I guess, the first couple of times, it doesn't come off completely. And Rashi says, why are you allowed to do that? Because Rashi says, is it Rashi? Who says it?
Because it's not the result that you want.
Right. It's Dabashin Mskavim. But where is the Rashi?
Yeah, but if it's the first time of the creation.
So that, exactly. Right, so we'll see in a moment. But that's the Gwar in Ksubas. Because Shmuel was able to do it in a way that he wouldn't, Vade wouldn't, he was an expert. Right, so Gwar says Itmar, right? Let's just go on, it says Itmar, Baal. So if a woman, right, if it's a woman who is a Betzula, but and he has Bia, the low Matzah Dam, and he has Bia with her and there's no blood. The Chazar Ubal, and then he has Bia with her again. And then Matzah Dam, and she's blood. But the Chanina Amar Tameya. The Chanina says she's Tameya, because if it was Dam Basulim, you would have seen the blood the first time. Right? Ravasi Amar Tahora. Rashi says she's Tahora, right? Rechina Amar Tameya. Rechina says she's Tameya. Adim Isa Dahave Dam Basulim. If there was Dam Basulim, you would have seen it the first time. Ravasi Amar Tahora. Ravasi says she's Tahora. Why? Because Dilma is rhyming to Shmuel. Maybe he got lucky and had the Bia the way that Shmuel has the Bia. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Yecholni, I am able, livol, kam b'ilos, I could be boel a basula multiple times below Dam, without Dam. And therefore, maybe that's what happened. It's Gemara Ksubas. We all know the Gemara Ksubas. He knows a way. And it's a Gemara Ksubas. And therefore, right? And therefore, the first time that this person had been with this woman, even though they didn't see blood, you can't assume that there was no blood there. Make the assumption that the bia was done the Shmuel way, and then for the second time they have bia, he didn't do it the Shmuel way. So the blood that comes out then is the dam besulim, right? The idach and Rabbi Chanina, who doesn't hold that, doesn't assume that he did the bia like Shmuel. He says Shani Shmuel the Rav Guvrei. Shmuel is the expert with that. No one else is going to have that luck to be able to do the bia in that certain way. That it wouldn't cause the Dam Basulim other than Shmuel. Gemara Ksubas. You can't ask that question here. The sugya is the Gemara Ksubas.
Okay. How do you become an expert?
What? Exactly. We're all asking that question. So it's like I said, it's the Gemara Ksubas. You have to go there. Look, I and Sean. Okay. Finish with the questions on that. Then the question there. It's the beginning of the Gemara Ksubas. But okay. So this going back. So the reason why, so according to Levi, going back, according to Levi says, it says Arba Leilos is to allow you to have teach you that you can even have Bia on Shabbos, because either, maybe you say you can do it like Shmuel, but I don't think that's the case, but I think that the being is that it's a Dover She'ena Miskavein in the sense that you don't have Kavanah to pull off any of the wounds, the Dover She'ena Miskavein, so Shmuel is going to be holding like, I guess he's going to be holding like, or leave, I guess we'll be holding like Rav Shimon, which is Darshim is Kavin is Mutter. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And okay, stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow.